This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm Ben Perper. The Mountain Artist Studio Tour in and around Lake Arrowhead will be June 30th through July 2nd, with just over a dozen artists represented. I recently spoke with Maureen Lacoste Stratton, landscape oil painter and co-chair of the Mountain Artist Studio Tour and member of the Mountain Arts Network. With the studio tour in its fifth year, it's going to be the biggest one yet, with 13 different artists opening their studios to the public.
This year's 13, and we're honored to have one of our members, Donald Jolly. He's a nationally recognized watercolorist, and he's on our tour. We have Neil Kennedy. He does sculptural ceramics, beautiful work. He's in galleries in Palm Springs and Laguna. We have John Olson. John Olson does miniatures and travels with his wife, Natalie, actually all over the world to compete and show in these special miniature shows. We also have oil painters, acrylic painters, watercolor painters, ceramicists. It's a wonderful, broad display of different kinds of venues.
Great. Yeah, sounds like a lot of different types of visual art.
Yes, it's really fun. And it's so fun to go to the studio and see where the artist works, how the artist gets inspired, to actually talk to them and kind of pick their brain on it and say, where do you get your inspiration? It's a lot of fun to actually meet the artists and see where they're actually working.
This year, the art tour is stretched out over the weekend with a reception on Friday and wine tasting on Sunday. Is this the biggest the event's gotten over the years?
Every year, I feel really proud that we started this, you know, 5 years ago, and here we are in the fifth year, and it's been very successful, and it's grown a little bit each year. I feel like this year is going to be our biggest year. And also, you did mention the wine tasting on Sunday, and I'd like to touch on that. Mm-hmm. We have a local winery in Cider Works here in Dark Canyon. It's called Sycamore Ranch Vineyard and Winery. And on July 2nd, from 11 to 3:30, people can come. It's $25 a ticket, but most of the proceeds go to Mountain Arts Network, and that's very helpful for us, for our budget. Yeah. But it is such a wonderful little gem up here. They have delicious wine and little vineyards, and you feel for a minute like you're up in Napa in this little canyon. And so I encourage people to go to that on Sunday, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell us where listeners can buy tickets for the studio tour this Saturday?
Sure. You can go onto our website. This is the easiest. And you can buy tickets through PayPal. Our website is www.mountainartsnetwork.org. That's all one word. And remember, it's not com, it's org. A lot of people do that. So you can go there and buy those tickets through PayPal. And then you can go to our gallery or to the Lake House and pick the tickets up. You can also come right in and buy the tickets in person. When you buy your ticket, you get the brochure that shows all the artists that are participating and where their home studios are, and then you get a map. So it's really kind of fun. It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
You get to drive around and decide. And it's a self-guided, so you can decide what houses to visit first and stop and have lunch and go to another section of the mountain. And people just love it because not only are they going to see the artist studios, but they get to Sarah Mountain too.
Yes, absolutely. And with the 89 degree weather, it sounds gorgeous.
And you know, actually on this weekend, it's supposed to be 78.
Oh, okay, even better.
It could be more perfect.
Again, the tour is Saturday and Sunday, July 1st and 2nd, with a reception the evening of Friday the 30th and a wine tasting Sunday afternoon. More information and tickets at mountainartsnetwork.org. I'm Ben Perper, 91.9 KVCR.